stood beside a cotton mill and didn't say a thing. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. Held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. Wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where our rabbits couldn't go. Ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we fired our cannons till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. Filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off the gator, lost his mind. British kept a-coming. Wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. They ran through the bars and we ran through the brambles and we ran through the bushes where our rabbits couldn't go. Ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Welcome again to another episode of Jim's Child of the 60s. And hi, I'm your host Jim Witte, and this is episode number 56. And on my show, I like to play an eclectic mix of many types of 60s music, and that could include garage, rock, pop, punk, and sometimes even country. And opening up today's show, we heard from the Royal Guardsmen, with the cover of the Johnny Horton classic, The Battle of New Orleans, from 1967. You may be more familiar with their big hit, Snoopy vs. the Red Baron, but I thought by including that song, it would make an interesting addition to the show. So stick around, there's more great music ahead. And later on, I'll give you my email address if you'd like to write me with a request or a comment. But enough talk for now, let's get back to more great 60s music, here on Jim's Child of the 60s.
I'm not one. skating. I overestimated my ability to hold out. I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't think of anything but you, babe. And it's not that I don't know you. From flashing, smashing my willpower, doing me in, girl. Mama came, mama saw, mama conquered. It's really nothing new, babe. Now I know just where I'm.
Soldier proudly stand. What makes him pledge his mind, his hand? He wants to keep his brothers free, and that includes both you and me. Hi, this is Barry of the Royal Guardsmen. Show the world just where you stand. Serve your country as an army man.
With army, the future's up to you.
You've got a future. You've got a future.
Your future. Your decision. Choose army.
Detectives.
Julie Budd with All's Quiet on West 23rd Street from 1968. And before that, we heard from the Electric Prunes with I Happen to Love You from 1967. And also from 1967, we heard from the Australian group The Cherokees with I've Gone Wild. Well, I hope you're enjoying all the great songs that I'm playing on today's show. And if you'd like to make a comment or a request, you can write to me at jwitty, that's J-W-I-T-T-Y, at simpatico.ca. I'd like to say a quick thanks to Mike over at 60sGarageBands.com. Mike sent me a few discs of interesting 60s commercials, and I'm using a few of them on my show today, so thanks, Mike. And you can find his address in the link section on my page, so please do check it out. I don't know what the weather's like in your neck of the woods, but in my area, we've received a lot of snow in the last few days. Just perfect weather for sitting at home and listening to some great 60s music. And speaking of great 60s music, let's get back to more here on Jim's Child of the 60s. Blue, blue, blue mind. back, and I hope you enjoyed that last great set. And starting off that set, we heard from The Hard Times with Blue Mind from 1968. And after that, we heard from The Seventh Seal with Make Your Bed from 1967. And also from 1967, we heard from Conway Twitty with If You Were Mine to Lose. There's just something about those heartbroken, longing songs from the country music field that always get to me. It's not that I'm heartbroken or longing. I'm very happily married. It's just the melody and how the song's put across. If you're enjoying my show today, and you'd like to check out further podcasts that would be interesting, I recommend that you check out Michael Lynch's Ready Steady A Go-Go from Merseybeat to Maud. Michael plays songs from the British Invasion from the years 1962 up to about 1966. And you can find Michael's show at Nanker, that's Nanker, .podomatic.com. And also while you're checking out Podomatic, check out Chef Dave's Rock and Roll Kitchen. And you can find him at chefdave.podomatic.com. Let's get back to more great 60s, seldom heard classics, here on Jim's Child of the 60s.
He walks round her door like a farmer in waiting, being worried all along. A girl will come out of her dressing room doorway, a girl he hardly knows at all. Her wedding ring might be too small. My friend, he was married to mail order bride club. He couldn't go out on his own. He waited too long after writing his letter. Had his answer come or gone? His new eyes closed might be too long. Old man named Casey, he was happy just a beating the bird. Then one day it hit him, a picture of an English girl. Unlike the young girl, Casey knew what was coming. She hadn't seen his face before. Her mind was in shock when she saw him before her. And then she stepped back in her door. Never heard Casey anymore. Watching Dick Tracy when old Bolton came across my screen. Dead man named Casey, a victim of a shooting scene.
For Potato Chip, a brand new song with a swinging beat by the hit-making Shadows of Night. You can't buy it anywhere, but it's yours free from Kitty Clover. The full song plus an exclusive interview. It's free in twin packs of Kitty Clover Potato Chips. So get moving for crispy light Kitty Clover Potato Chips and get grooving with your free record of Potato Chip.
I come and stand at every door, but no one hears my silent tread. I knock and yet remain unseen, for I am dead, for I am dead. I'm 7, although I died in Hiroshima long ago. I'm 7 now, as I was then. When children die, they do not grow. My hair was scorched by swirling flame. My eyes grew dim, my eyes grew blind. Death came and turned my bones to dust, and that was scattered by no fruit, I need no rice, I need no sweets, nor even bread. I ask for nothing for myself, for I am dead, for I
And that was The Byrds with I Come and Stand at Every Door from their Fifth Dimension album from 1966. Before that, we heard from a group called The Zone 5 with Black Jacket Woman from 1968. And starting off that great set, we heard from a great Canadian group called The 8.5 with Casey's Mail Order Bride from 1967. Well, it looks like we're nearing the end of episode number 56, and I do hope you've enjoyed the show and all the great songs that I played. And again, if you'd like to write me with a comment or a request, you can write to me at jwitty@simpatico.ca. And if you've been wondering, I wonder where I can find new episodes of Jim's show, you can find new episodes of Jim's Child of the 60s posted every Friday afternoon at jmwitty, that's jmwitty, .podomatic.com. And like I've said before, I really do enjoy making these shows, and it's a great pleasure sharing all this great 60s music with all my listeners. And this week, I'm going to close out the show with a Dave Clark 5 song called Lost in His Dreams from 1967. And again, thanks for listening. And until next time, take care.
He gets up in the early hours of night.
Gets up in the early hours of night.
And fumbles in his pocket for a light. Oh, he can't put his
Lost in his dream.